The sun is out, baseball bats are cracking, and Rhode Island's embroiled in another ballpark saga that appears headed to extra innings. In this game, the governor is going to have to come out of the bullpen with a strong closing performance, or a new feel for the Pawtucket Red Sox isn't likely. That's the message from last week's Smith Hill reaction to the plan for a $73 million Fenway Park replica in seeing better days downtown Pawtucket. The Paw Sox ownership group has offered a $45 million investment in a new park overlooking the Blackstone River. But this project would still need a $38 million injection of public money from the state and the city of Pawtucket. Supporters say the park would likely be self-sufficient, generating enough money to pay off the public bonds. The new plan is a far cry from the original ask for a stadium in downtown Providence with a $120 million taxpayer subsidy. That came to a screeching halt after a public outcry. This time, veteran baseball executive and ballpark visionary Larry Lucchino is leading the negotiations. He and his team have crafted a scaled-back deal to keep the Boston Red Sox minor league franchise in Rhode Island and spur development in Pawtucket's long-neglected downtown. Lucchino's no rookie. He's been intimately involved in other stadium projects that put fans close to the action and boosted urban neighborhoods. His track record includes Camden Yards in Baltimore, Petco Park in San Diego, and the renovated Fenway in Kenmore Square. Rhode Island being Rhode Island, the boo birds are out. There are politicians attacking from left and right. The state's Republican Party is hammering away, as is Sam Bell, a self-styled progressive Democrat who views the millionaire owners as leeches, asking for taxpayer money that ought to go to state social services. At this point, the Paw Sox owners don't have any public offers from cities in other states eager for a stadium. But if the Statehouse Pals slam the door on this proposal, don't be surprised if Worcester, New Bedford, or Fall River roll out a welcome mat. House Speaker Nick Mattiello of Cranston, who represents a conservative suburban district, is wary of the stadium plan. It's easy to see why. There isn't much in it for his city or district. Speakers are supposed to have safe districts. He doesn't, so he isn't sticking his neck out on this one. Mattiello supported the earlier Providence Stadium plan and feels he got burned when it crashed. Senate President Dominic Ruggiero, a North Providence Democrat, is enthusiastic. He's steeped in the politics of the building trades unions, which pant after the jobs a new stadium would generate. That leaves Governor Gina Raimondo. So far, she's been walking down the middle of the road, which in this case is a good way to turn the stadium into roadkill. Her spokesman says she supports the deal but wants a full public vetting. Truth be known, her economic czar, Stephen Pryor, has been involved in the negotiations all along. So why can't she say yes or no to this proposal, or let's tweak it? Raimondo doesn't want to be the governor who lost the Paw Sox, and she surely doesn't want to be known as the governor who shepherded another taxpayer giveaway disaster a la 38 Studios. Sometimes being governor means assuming the mantle of leadership. Then-Governor Bruce Sundland got the Green Airport rebuild done in the 1990s because he poo-pooed the naysayers. Fidelity came to Smithfield and the Providence Place Mall was built under Governor Lincoln Almond because he refused to cave to the usual no-never attitudes of too many Rhode Islanders. If this stadium is to be built, it's time for Raimondo to get out of the dugout. So, Governor, what is it? Yes, no, or keep working the deal? You owe Rhode Islanders an answer.